Do you want to become mentally stronger? If so, I invite you to come and join us at the Mental Strength School, the world's leading mental strength training platform. The school is your one-stop shop to get a cutting-edge, evidence-based, and comprehensive mental strength training all year round. It's going to give you the tools, the insights, and the techniques that you need to rise to your challenges, feel happier, unlock your potential, and ultimately be the best version of yourself. Check out all the details in the show notes or on my website at melieobryan.com/mentalstrengthschool. Hey, I'm Melie O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience Podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. And today I'm going to be talking about a topic that's very, very close to my heart. It's very tender. It's a part of my own story. And I want to talk today about body shame and how to counter body shame with body appreciation. Many of you who know my story will know that I had an eating disorder when I was younger. And it was a very, very painful place to be. But it was also the catalyst for the beginning of my mental strength journey. And as one amazing psychotherapist said to me a few years ago, you know, it ended up that my greatest weakness, my greatest pain at that time ended up becoming my greatest source of strength, because it was without that experience, without that pain, without that suffering, I probably never would have had such a strong motivation to transform my inner world. So my wish for you, if you're listening to this and this is a topic that's really affecting your life, like it is for so many people these days, my wish for you is that this podcast becomes a source of inner strength and relief from body shame and a catalyst for an incredible transformation for you. So we only have one body that we travel through this life in, and it allows us to sense the world around us, interact with that world around us, and enjoy the pleasures of life. So it's truly precious. But for many of us, our relationship with our body can be complex. We often have really strong judgments about the way that our body looks, or we criticize ourselves if our body doesn't function the way we want it to. We often get caught in loops of shame and disappointment about our bodies, and we push ourselves really hard to fix, change, or improve something about it. And for many of us, these concerns can grow as we age, because the body changes and our judgments and comparisons and negative thoughts about our bodies start to often grow louder. And so we can start to feel a lot of shame, a lot of sadness, a lot of frustration, a lot of stress, or we can get overly driven and try to push our body to be different. I've been through all of these things and done all of these things. So I am right in the trenches with you. But if we can approach this in a new way with the dual skills of mindfulness and body appreciation, then we can have a more helpful, a more nourishing way to relate to our bodies, not only now, but also as we age. So mindfulness, first of all, can really help us in two ways. First, we can learn to unhook from the thoughts that have caused so much of our distress and heartache. And when we do that, it really gives us the space to start to let go of the self-critical thoughts that are going through our minds. And then it kind of opens up a space where we can learn to shift our attitude towards our body and befriend it. So then we can start to feel more comfortable in our own skin and treat ourselves and our bodies with more acceptance, more compassion, and more appreciation. And then, you know, this attitude we can introduce instead of self-criticism is one of self-acceptance and self-appreciation. So appreciation for your body doesn't mean that you won't ever have any goals to improve things about your body, such as losing a little bit of extra weight or improving your diet. It involves just letting go of the old mental stories that tell us we're not good enough and that we need to be fixed and changed. And it involves actually practicing, so actively practicing and introducing a different attitude, a different kind of mental dialogue. So from that space of appreciation and acceptance, if we do want to make any changes to our health, fitness, or well-being, we do that from a place of self-care rather than a place of lack. So to support this shift in attitude towards your body, to actually cultivate body appreciation, I want to offer you a contemplation. So maybe just start by taking a deep breath in and then a breath out. And just contemplating the fact that your body has been breathing for you since the day you were born. Your heart has also been beating effortlessly since the day you were born, pumping oxygen-rich blood through your body, cleansing and nourishing all the cells in your body. Your body's been digesting your food, converting it into energy. It's been constantly getting rid of toxins, fighting off infections and diseases. And thousands of other similar functions are happening every day in the background to support you in being alive, in being well, in being strong. Wherever you want to go, your body takes you there, whether it's walking or driving or riding a bike. And your body allows you to hear your favorite music and the sound of the birds. It allows you to taste your food and feel the hugs of your friends and family. Your eyes allow you to witness the night sky, the sunrise, and the beauty of the world. So I just want to invite you to take 1 minute here, just to contemplate these things and other ways in which you are grateful for your body, even if it also has aches and pains, even if it's not the shape you want and it can't do all the things you want it to do. It does so much to nourish and support you. So just taking a moment here to actively practice body appreciation. Maybe thinking of things in the past year or the past month or the past week that you appreciate about your body. You're doing great. Just another one or two things, just taking a moment to reflect on the things that I've said or maybe some other things that you appreciate, that you're grateful for about your body. I hope that reflection, that contemplation was helpful for you. Like, I know we live in a world that excessively focuses on our appearances and our achievements. And so it's even more important than ever to practice ways of being with ourselves that are supportive and nourishing and uplifting and sane and help us flourish. So I really want to encourage you, you know, do this as an experiment. It might not seem like much of a shift. A lot of these skills seem very subtle, but pack a big punch when you actually practice them. This is certainly what I found to be true in my life. So I really want to extend this invitation to you that for the week ahead, don't just take this in conceptually, practice it and see what the benefits are in your own life. See what happens in your state of mind and the quality of your life when you practice body appreciation regularly, just for 1 week. And I'll be practicing alongside you. So your task for this week, if you take up this invitation, is to take some time every day to contemplate at least 3 things that you appreciate about your body. And if you want to add on something extra, another dimension of this that you could practice is if you find yourself being judgmental or critical or harsh about anything to do with your body, see if you can stop in that moment, take a deep breath and switch the focus back to appreciation and gratitude for everything your body has done for you. May this practice be a blessing in your life. I wish you a wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to being back here with you again for the next episode. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free Deep Resilience Care Package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.